Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Margaret Paul, and I'm really pleased to be here with you to talk about healing the fear of intimacy. You know, intimacy is probably one of the most wonderful experiences that we ever have. And so we all want to have that experience of sharing our deepest thoughts and our deepest feelings with each other, that experience of really being seen and known, the experience of sharing love and passion and laughter and joy and creativity. It's the experience of intimacy that fills our souls and takes away a feeling of loneliness. With it being that wonderful, why would somebody be afraid of intimacy? And yet, of course, this is a common issue. It's not actually the intimacy itself that people are afraid of. If people could be guaranteed that nothing bad would happen, that they wouldn't get hurt, then there would be nothing that they would be afraid of. But people do get hurt. They get hurt in intimate relationships, and this kind of makes intimacy scary. Now, people have two main fears in relationships, two major fears that most people come into relationships with that we learn as we're growing up. And this is the fear of rejection, of losing the other person, and the fear of engulfment, of losing oneself, being controlled by the other person. And most of us, as we were growing up, we lived with parents or other caregivers who were controlling, who were distant, who we either felt rejected by or we felt controlled by. And being children, we had no idea how to handle being rejected or being engulfed. And so, of course, we developed fears of rejection and fears of engulfment. Now, these fears, you might not be so aware of them until you get into a close relationship. When somebody becomes really important to you, that's when these fears can get triggered. Because it's when somebody is really, really important to you that you're more likely to be willing to give yourself up in order not to lose that person. The fear of losing somebody that you love becomes much, much more intense when you're with somebody that, you know, you're close to, that you value, that's important to you in your life. And so, of course, as soon as you get into an important relationship, these fears get triggered. And when these fears get triggered, people protect themselves. They protect themselves from the pain of somebody trying to control them, the pain of somebody rejecting them. And this is really what the fear of intimacy is about. It's about not knowing how to actually manage rejection and engulfment. When you don't know how to lovingly manage a relationship, your own feelings, being with another person when they're rejecting you, they're angry with you, they're blaming you, they're leaving you, or they're trying to control you in some way, they're trying to get you to do what they want you to do. When you don't know how to take care of yourself, how to take loving care of yourself in the face of that, then an intimate relationship can become very, very threatening. Yet avoiding relationships leads to feelings of loneliness and leads to a lack of emotional and spiritual growth. Relationships are like the PhD of personal growth. They offer us the most challenging arena to learn about ourselves, to learn about our fears, to learn about the ways we protect ourselves, to learn about what it means to really love ourselves enough so that we can share love with another person, that we can really open our heart and be open and vulnerable with that person. We don't learn these things unless we're in a primary relationship. And so once again, the fear of intimacy exists not because of intimacy itself, but because a person does not know how to handle the situations of being rejected and being controlled by somebody who's really, really important to them. So in order to have a close relationship, you need to be healing these fears, healing the fears of rejection, healing the fears of engulfment, so that you're no longer afraid of them, which leads to healing a fear of intimacy. And the secret of moving beyond a fear of intimacy lies in developing what we call an inner bonding, a powerful, loving adult part of us that learns how to not take rejection personally and learns how to set appropriate limits against losing oneself. So the inner bonding process is an incredibly powerful process for helping people to develop that loving adult. The loving adult is who we are when we're connected with a higher source of knowing. Whatever that is for you, whether it's God or a higher power or a light or your own higher self or energy, whatever that is, whatever it is for you. But it means getting out of our limited left brain ego wounded mind and getting in touch with a higher mind. And so when we are in touch with a higher mind, that's when we're operating out of truth. That's when we're operating from a loving adult state. And that is when we are in personal power. That's when we can access how to set limits against losing ourselves, how to handle loss of other, how to not take others' behavior personally. In other words, how to learn to manage the fears of rejection and the fears of engulfment. Now, many, many people who back off from relationships are absolutely terrified that if they don't give themselves up, if they don't do what the other person wants them to do, they're going to lose the other person. And so giving themselves up is a way to have control over not losing the other person. And yet what happens with a lot of people is they move into a closer relationship and they find themselves giving themselves up. The more we give ourselves up, the less attractive the other person appears to us. So that somebody that we were really, really attracted to at the beginning, we start not wanting to be around when we give ourselves up in order not to lose that person. And so this happens with a lot of relationships. On our member site, where people can ask questions and we answer their questions, there's a lot of people that ask, you know, I was in this relationship and I thought it was going really well and we've been together a few months and this person was really kind, and often it's a woman asking, you know, this guy was really kind and really loving, and then I said something about spending more time together or moving into a deeper relationship, and suddenly he disappeared. That was it. That was the end of the relationship. Why did this happen when things were going so well? Well, invariably, what happened is that this guy, this very kind, sweet guy, was likely giving himself up. The woman had no idea that he was giving himself up. She thought she'd found this wonderful guy. And then as she, of course, started to move into a deeper relationship, his absolute terror of losing himself even more, being controlled, kicked in, and she no longer looked good to him. Suddenly, this person that he was terrified of losing no longer looked good to him because he had been giving himself up. And so it doesn't work. It doesn't work in relationships to go along and give ourselves up and do what somebody else wants us to do so that that person won't leave, because invariably we will lose interest in that person. We will start feeling angry at that person, and that person will no longer look very attractive to us. And when you're on the other end of that, it's very perplexing, because you think you found this terrific, loving, giving person, and you have no idea that this person is giving themselves up to you, that they're terrified of losing you, so they're going along with what you want, and you may actually become a little more and more demanding, thinking that this person is fine with it, and then suddenly this person disappears. Now, I often say that people come together at their common level of woundedness, which means they come together at their common level of self-abandonment. And what this means is that, let's say, with this situation that I just described, a woman meets a man, and she may be coming from a wounded part who's fairly demanding, who's expecting this guy to fill her up and make her happy. And he may also be coming from the same place, but maybe he's doing it a little differently. Maybe he's being a caretaker and giving himself up in the hopes that then she'll fill him up, which this is the two sides of the codependent system. But the person who is giving themselves up, whether it's the man or the woman or two women or two men or whatever, the person who's giving themselves up tends to lose interest, tends to back off at some point and flee from the relationship. So when two people are practicing the inner bonding process, oh, and I'd like to say that we have this wonderful course called the Intimate Relationship Toolbox. It's a 12-week course that you download and you do with your partner, and I've been getting absolutely wonderful feedback from people. Even people who have been separated and are going through the course and finding why they were not doing well. It's a really, really good course. And for people who want to become more intimate, it teaches them the inner bonding process in a fairly deep way that helps you understand why you may be having the relationship problems that you're having. And the first 2 weeks are free. So if any of you out there are couples and you want to explore that, you can go to our website and click on the Relationship Toolbox, and you can get the first 2 weeks of that free. So when two people are learning inner bonding, practicing inner bonding, they have a very good chance of healing whatever the relationship system is, because both of them are learning to take responsibility for themselves, which is the issue here. Both of them are learning to take responsibility for your worth, your feelings of safety, your security, your pain, your joy. When you learn to deeply, deeply value yourself, then you don't take rejection personally. You become relatively non-reactive to rejection, which means that you're not going to give yourself up to avoid it. And when you truly value yourself, why would you give yourself up? You would never do that to yourself when you've done enough inner bonding to truly value who you are. We give ourselves up when we don't value ourselves, not when we do. And I'd like to mention that we have a wonderful membership community, the Inner Bonding Village, where people are receiving support all the time for learning to value themselves, for learning to define their own worth. And I see every day people sharing how their relationships are improving, how their intimacy is deepening. Even if just one person in the relationship is doing their work, it affects the whole relationship. It doesn't actually take both people to shift the system, because when one person starts to take responsibility for themselves, for defining themselves and loving themselves, it shifts the whole system. So I really want to encourage you. We have 7 free days on the membership site, and it offers a tremendous amount of support. You can ask your questions, join chats, get on the forums, read the articles, respond to people. It offers a tremendous amount of support for healing the fears of intimacy and becoming a person who is no longer afraid of being in an intimate relationship because you've healed your fears of rejection, you've healed your fears of engulfment, and you're ready to open your heart and share your love with your partner, or even to find a partner, because what happens with a lot of people is that because they get afraid, they may meet people, they may get connected, and then they find themselves shutting down, running away, distancing, because of the fears of rejection and the fears of engulfment. And so when you learn and practice inner bonding, these fears eventually get healed, they go away, and you can open your heart and be in a loving relationship, which, of course, is one of the highest experiences in life. So I'm going to start with some questions that people wrote in, and then I'm going to open the lines. What will happen here is that you're on mute, but if somebody wants to ask a question, you press star 7, and that will unmute you, and then you'll be able to ask a question. So if you know ahead of time that you want to ask a question, you can press star 7 at this point. And when I've answered a couple of the questions that people have written in, then I'd be happy to do some work with some of you, and you can get a sense of what it's like to work with inner bonding. So here's a question from Laura, and I'm just going in order of people who ask questions. First come, first serve. Recently, I had a fallout with a man that I've been involved with for a while. I let him know what I wanted from him and how I perceived our relationship at that point. I had been more open emotionally with him that week, and he knew I was emotional about him. He responded by rejecting me. Part of me felt his inner child slipped out because I was introducing more emotion than he was ready for. His response was above and beyond the weight of what I said. Does it seem that I was pushing too fast, and is his response excusable? Right now we're not talking, and I feel he needs space, as indicated by his response. Now, this is actually very typical of what I was talking about. Laura, you probably had no idea that he was giving himself up, and you probably thought things were going along fine, and that you could let him know what you wanted from him, and that you could let him know how you perceive the relationship. He probably did not let on to you that he was becoming afraid. But when you see, it's not that you did anything wrong, Laura. It's not that saying what you wanted from him was wrong. But for somebody who's got a fear of engulfment, it's terrifying. And so the fact that he left so quickly says that you tapped into, by telling him what you wanted and how you saw the relationship, you tapped into his fear of engulfment that was already there. You didn't cause it. It was already there. And he needed to run away in order to feel safe, because he doesn't know how to feel safe. He doesn't know how to set a limit against being engulfed. So the only way he knows of feeling safe is to run away. Now, there's nothing you can do about that. He's backed off. My experience with this is that somebody will back off for, you know, a few weeks, a month, a couple months, and then they start to think about that person, and they start to have good feelings again because they're not giving themselves up. And pretty soon they call, and you get together, and things seem really fine until you want a little more or you want some commitment, and bam! They're off again. And so it's very important to understand when somebody has that deep a fear of being engulfed, of being controlled, of losing themselves, that this pattern can go on and on. I've seen it with couples that are together where one person moves forward. As soon as one person moves forward, the other person moves back. Then as soon as that person moves back, the other person moves forward, and they just keep going on and on like that, because the only way they feel safe is not when they're intimate, but when one person, the person who perhaps has been wanting more, pulls back, then the one who has the fear of engulfment now feels safe to move forward. But if the other one now moves forward again, then the one who's got the fear of engulfment gets terrified and moves back again. And that happens over and over and over again. And it will continue to happen until each person really does their inner work of developing that loving adult, their inner bonding work, to develop a loving adult so that they can take care of themselves in the face of rejection, in the face of engulfment. Otherwise, they're going to keep on doing that dance of moving forward and pulling back. So Krychel says, the more I learn to be self-sufficient through the inner bonding process, the more I feel like I cannot share any pain with my partner, because in the past, instead of just listening, she would give unwanted suggestions or would parent me. How do I open up and share with my partner without her taking responsibility for my problems or emotions? Well, the problem is that you don't have any control over her intention. If her intention is to control you with her suggestions, if she's a caretaker and she wants to be right and she wants to be needed and she wants to be in control of what you do, there's nothing you can do about her intention. But what you can do, certainly, is speak up for yourself and say, you know, I don't need suggestions. I just want to share with you. I don't need you to fix me. It would just feel very loving to me if you could just listen so I can share with you and perhaps find my own answers. She may not know what you need. Lots of times people think they're being loving when they give suggestions and they try to solve your problems. They think that taking responsibility for you is a loving way to be. And they don't realize that it's actually controlling and invasive. And so you might need to say to her, look, I just want you to be here with me. I just want you to listen to me and hear me, but I don't need you to solve my problems, and to see how she reacts to that. If that's not acceptable to her, then there's a bigger problem. Then you might need to move into an intention to learn and say, you know, why is it so important for you to solve my problems? What's going on with this? And move into an intention to learn with her. So if there's anybody who would like to do a little work with me right now, I'm happy to do some work. We've got a lot of people online here. And if you press *7, you will unmute yourself. And if you're not ready to do any work, I promise you I won't hurt you. But if you're not ready to do any work, I don't see anybody unmuting here. I will go on to more questions, as we do have more questions here. Okay, nobody ready to unmute? Okay, so this question is by Dorothea. She says, hi, Margaret. I really learn a lot from these webinars. Thank you. This is an area I really struggle with, especially with men. I think the problem with commitment and intimacy stems from my inability to really appreciate my own uniqueness. I tend to compare myself a lot to others, and when I'm in a committed relationship, my insecurities emerge and I end up running away. Can you give some concrete ways I can learn to appreciate myself instead of always trying to get others to validate and appreciate me? At some point, I would like to be in a long-term partnership, but I still have so many fears around it. Thanks so much, Dorothea. Well, you know, Dorothea, this is exactly what the inner bonding process is about. It is about discovering who you truly are in your essence. You know, we all have this incredibly wonderful, magnificent, beautiful essence within us. But because most of us did not receive the love that we needed as we were growing up, many of us just don't have any idea who we are in our essence. We hid that away because we concluded that if we weren't being loved, then there must be something wrong with us. And so we decided that who we were was not good enough, and we hid that beautiful essence away, and we went about developing what we call in inner bonding the wounded self, which is our ego self, in order to try and gain acceptance, to gain approval, to gain validation. We started not being who we are, who we authentically are. We start trying to figure out how to be in the world to get the acceptance and the love and the validation that we needed. The inner bonding process helps you when you learn to connect with your source of spiritual guidance. Then you can learn to see who you really are. You can't see who you are through the eyes of your wounded self, because that part of us is programmed. It's deeply programmed with false beliefs. And so that part thinks that we're not good enough, we're inadequate, we're flawed, we're losers, we're failures, whatever. That's how that part of us operates, and we cannot see the beauty of who we truly are through that part of us. So we have to develop a spiritual connection that helps us to see who we are. And this is part of what inner bonding does. It helps you to develop that, and you can access that source of guidance for the truth about who you are and for loving action towards yourself. It's not just a matter of validating yourself, but it is a matter of learning to take loving action in your own behalf so that the child inside of you feels loved by you. You know, if you have an actual child and you tell the child that you really love him or her, but you're not acting loving with him or her, that child isn't going to actually feel loved. And so inner bonding is about learning to take loving action in our own behalf, which we have to learn. We have to learn what that is from our spiritual guidance. And so the six-step process is so incredibly powerful in healing that sense of inadequacy that you're talking about, Dorothea. I really want to encourage you to learn and practice. You can come to our website. You can download our free course. There's many books. There's CDs. There's DVDs. And our recently released program that we've been working on for 12 years, and it's finally finished. It's called SelfQuest. And it's an incredible program. It's an in-depth program that teaches you inner bonding in a way where you're getting healing as you go through it. You don't even realize the unconscious depth that's going on as you go through this program. It's healing you just by going through it, and you emerge from this program with a much, much deeper sense of who you are and how to take responsibility for yourself and how to have a loving relationship. So if you're interested, you can go to selfquest.com and take a look at that program. And as I said, we have our membership site that's so helpful in supporting people. So there's many, many ways of learning the inner bonding process and getting support for that process. Okay, I'm going to check in and see, is there anybody here who is online? Not a lot of people online, and none of you want to ask a question. Okay.
Don't
forget, you can. Oh yes, go ahead.
Oh hi.
What's your name, honey?
Lauren.
Lauren. Oh, okay. Go ahead, Lauren.
Okay. Well, I feel like I kind of have almost not the opposite, but not exactly the same fears of or reasons behind the fear of intimacy. I just feel like I don't want any relationship at all. You know, I just I run from it. Like I'm currently kind of in a relationship. I've been for a long time, but we've kind of been drifting apart, breaking off, and I just find myself just being afraid of the relationship, not wanting to deal with it. And there are times I can do inner bonding really well, but there are other times that, like now, like I feel tremendously resistant, and I don't know how to move into my loving adult.
Okay, Laura, right now, I'm wondering if you will just take a couple of deep breaths and go inside and just see what you're feeling inside when you think about this relationship or being in a relationship. What's the feeling that comes up for you inside?
Well, immediately, sadness.
Okay, now breathe into the sadness. Just be with the sadness for a moment. get with that feeling of sadness. And see if you can find a place in your heart that really wants to know if there's something you're doing, some way you're treating yourself, that's causing that little girl in you to feel sad. Can you find that place in you? Laura, are you
not
there?
Really. Yeah, I'm here. Nothing's really coming up.
No. I'm not asking for anything to come up. What I'm asking you is, can you find a place in you that might have some curiosity? Do you want to learn? Are you willing to move into an intention to learn?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, now, I'd like you to imagine you're the adult, and the part of you that's feeling sad is a child, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like you to say to the child, is there something that I'm telling you or some way I'm treating you or something that goes on when we're in a relationship that makes you feel sad? Can you ask that question of your little girl? And now go inside to the sadness. Get out of your head. Move into your body. Breathe into the sadness. And let the sadness talk to you. Don't try and censor. Don't try and figure out. What does the sadness want to say? What is your little girl sad about?
The only thought I'm getting, I guess, is that I'm lonely.
That you're lonely.
Mm-hmm.
And are you lonely within the relationship? Or lonely not in the relationship?
I don't know. I mean, I used to be lonely in the relationship. And I guess maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm afraid it's going to be the same again, so I don't try. I don't know. I just have extreme fear to even be in the relationship. Like, I just...
Okay, when you say extreme fear, I'd like you to just breathe into that extreme fear. And what is that? What is the fear about? What are you so afraid of?
Well, I was trying to figure it out today, and I think
No, don't go into your head. Go into the fear. See, it's not something you're going to be able to figure out in your head.
Mm-hmm.
See if you can just breathe into the fear and let the fear talk. What does the fear want to say?
I just don't commit. Just don't commit.
Right? And you're afraid to commit, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. So when I was talking about the fear of rejection or the fear of losing yourself, which of those do you think might be more prominent for you?
Probably losing myself. I'm not afraid to be rejected.
Right, okay. That's what I'm picking up here too, Laura, is that the fear that, you know, as you get into a relationship, that somehow you're going to have to give yourself up in some way in order to have this relationship. And that something about commitment means that you're going to lose something. What are you going to lose?
I don't know.
Well, go inside. What is your little girl afraid she's going to lose? You're going to lose some freedom. You're going to have to go along with what somebody else wants.
Probably the freedom. Probably that.
Okay. And why would you give up the freedom? If you're in a relationship, why would you give up freedom? What are you telling yourself that leads you to think that you have to give up freedom?
Because you can't always do what you want when you're in a relationship. You have to, you have to compromise. You can't.
Or what? Or what's going to happen if you don't compromise?
You can't have a relationship without compromise. Not everything goes 100% your way all the time.
Okay. So this is a belief that you might want to really examine. I personally don't believe in compromise. I don't think compromise works well in a relationship. When people compromise themselves, they end up feeling badly. What I suggest for people in relationships when they have differences is that they learn and they grow and they explore until they come up with something that both of them are happy with. That's not actually a compromise. But I'm hearing that somewhere in your wounded self, you have a deep belief that says, I'm going to have to compromise myself. I'm going to have to give up what I want, and or I can't be in a relationship, that it's one or the other. I either give up my freedom for a relationship, or I don't be in a relationship. I'm not in a relationship. Now, I think both of these make your little girl feel sad and lonely. Mm-hmm. And I think your little girl is saying, no, that belief doesn't work for me. There has to be a way of being able to be in a relationship without losing freedom, without compromising oneself. And there is a way to do that. But it doesn't sound like you really understand that in a loving relationship, people do not expect the other person to compromise themselves. That in a loving relationship, people talk about things until they each come to an understanding of why what they each want is important and how they can each get what they really want within the relationship. So, Laura, I really want to encourage you to explore the whole issue of compromise, because I hear you saying it as if it's a rule. Well, you have to compromise in a relationship. You know, I've been working with couples for 42 years, and I never, ever recommend compromise. And I've been very successful in my work with relationships.
Can you just give me a tip or a hint on what to do when I'm feeling resistant to taking care of my child? Like, to taking care of my inner child?
So you're feeling a resistance to taking responsibility for your own little girl?
Yeah, like I feel like...
Is that what you're saying?
I feel like I'm so kind of depressed that I can't even make myself do it. Even though I know that's what I need, I'm finding resistance to doing it.
Okay. Honey, this is a fairly big topic. Resistance... You know, you're afraid of being controlled in a relationship, but I'm hearing that you're also in an inner power struggle.
Mm.
And I don't know if you had a lot of control going on in your family, but what happens when you're resistant to taking care of yourself is that you're operating out of two different wounded parts, where one wounded part says, you know, I've got to do this, I've got to practice inner bonding, or I've got to get up early, or I've got to exercise, or I've got to eat well, or I've got to do this. And then there's another part, a younger part, who felt very controlled as a child. And I would guess that if you're not aware of it, you probably had a lot of control as a child. That says, no, you're not my boss, and I don't have to do what you say, and goes into complete resistance.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's an inner power struggle that immobilizes the ability to take action for oneself.
Yeah.
And generally, when a person has that kind of thing going on and there's the depression and the resistance, you need some inner bonding facilitation to help you really open to an adult part. Because as long as these two wounded parts are in charge, one trying to control and the other going into resistance, you're going to be stuck. So I really want to suggest that you seek some inner bonding facilitation.
I
work on the phone.
I actually have been doing it, but I still am encountering this problem.
Then you might want to try a different facilitator. I mean, I don't know who you're working with. But,
she's really good, but I don't know. It's just this, you know. I don't know, when I'm left to my own devices, I just sometimes, it's hard to move me out.
You know, ultimately, Laura, it comes down to one's intention.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's more important to you, to not be controlled or to be loving? That's ultimately what it comes down to.
Okay.
Right now, it's more important to you not to be controlled than to be loving.
Okay.
And, you know, you need to kind of come to grips with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I'd like to take another call from somebody that wrote in, and then we'll take another one from those of you that are on the line. Sarah says, what can you do when you're in a relationship with someone where everything seems to be working except he doesn't want to commit to being faithful? It doesn't mean he necessarily is seeing anyone else, but he would like the option. Therefore, what can I do if I want to be in an exclusive relationship with him, but he doesn't want that with me right now? You either need to accept that that isn't going to happen, or you need to move on, because that is not likely to change. That is one of the issues that may be a deal breaker in a relationship. Like, there are certain issues that are deal breakers, like one person wants a baby and the other doesn't is a deal breaker. One person wants monogamy and the other doesn't can very likely be a deal breaker. Sarah, you would need to really look inside and see if this is something you can live with, and if you can't live with it, then you would have to move on, because you cannot make somebody be monogamous when that isn't what they want. And you're setting yourself up for a lot of heartbreak if you decide to be in a committed relationship with somebody who wants the option to be unfaithful. You know this ahead of time. You know that he wants this option. Are you really prepared to live with that in an ongoing relationship? So you need to be honest with yourself. You cannot change him. You can only decide for yourself what you want. Okay, is there somebody else who would like to ask a question? Who's on the phone?
This is Tom. Can you hear me?
Yes, Tom. Hello, Tom.
Hi. I just recently broke up with my girlfriend, and I definitely had a...
Oh, I'm getting a lot of noise somewhere here.
Yeah, there is a lot of noise.
Okay.
Is that better?
Please, who... Yeah, that's better. Okay. Because everybody else needs to mute themselves to star 6. Star 6 will mute you. If you have unmuted yourself, please press star 6 and mute yourself, because I'm not going to be able to hear Tom. Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Tom.
Recently,
we'll do the best we can.
Broke up with my girlfriend, and the problem that I was having sounds a lot like what you were describing, where I was really, I ended up not talking because I was afraid that whatever I might say would make her upset.
Yeah. Okay. And so, yeah, so that is what I'm talking about, Tom, where, you know, your intention is to try and control how she feels rather than learn to deal with her upset. We all need to learn to deal with each other's upset. I mean, that's basic to being able to have a good, honest relationship, is that we have to have the courage to speak our truth. Somebody needs to press star 6 here, please. Good. Okay, Tom, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. You have to have the courage to speak your truth, even if somebody gets angry, even if somebody gets upset. This is one of the things of why people give themselves up, because they don't want to be rejected. They don't want the other person to get angry, to get upset. And so they give themselves up, and then you find yourself in the position of breaking up with the person. Whereas if you had the courage to speak your truth, and she got upset, so she got upset. Why is that worse than holding back? But you see, if you haven't developed a loving adult who knows how to manage your own feelings when somebody gets upset, and this goes to an even deeper level of what happens with inner bonding, Tom, and that is that when somebody you care about, when you express your feelings to somebody you care about and they get angry or upset, that's a kind of very lonely, heartbreaking feeling inside for somebody who says they care about you to not care about what you're feeling because they're threatened by it. And most people are so unwilling to go to the deeper level of their feelings, to go to the loneliness or go to the heartbreak. They'll do almost anything to protect against these what we call core existential feelings, feelings of life. they'll protect against them by, like you say, not telling the truth, not speaking up, because you don't want to run into those feelings. Well, what happens when you practice inner bonding is you gain the courage to not only feel the loneliness and the heartbreak and the grief of a situation, but you gain the tools to manage those feelings. So I really want to encourage you to continue to do the work of developing that adult, so that either with this person, if you get back with her, or the next person, that you speak up rather than back off because you're afraid of her anger. That just never creates a loving relationship. Okay, I'm going to take one more question before we end, and this is Robert, who wrote in, and he said, "Hi, I need to get in touch with my inner child, which was hurt and left alone a long time ago, but I'm not sure how to reach him and what to tell him other than it's okay to feel hurt. How do I start the healing process?" So, Robert, I want to suggest that you download our free course and begin to learn the inner bonding process. Certainly, we all have an inner child who was hurt, but most of the hurt that your little boy is feeling now is coming from how you treat yourself. We learned in the past how to treat ourselves, but we continue it. And until we learn and practice inner bonding and develop that spiritual connection, we don't really understand what it means to be loving to ourselves. So the beginning of the healing process is to learn the six steps of inner bonding, to learn how to get present in your body with your feelings currently, not so much in the past, but currently, and what you're doing that's causing your little boy to feel hurt now, how you might be hurting him now. That's what the intention to learn is all about. What am I doing now? How am I treating myself now? What am I telling myself now that's causing this pain? And so really want to encourage you to go to the website, download the free course, and start to learn the inner bonding process. Well, I want to thank all of you. We've had many people both on the webcast and the phone. I want to thank all of you for joining me, and I'm going to unmute everybody so that I can say good night to everybody. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Blessing to all of you. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you, and blessings to you too.
Well, I have a question. Do you have time for one more question?
No, I just really don't. But you can.
Not a personal question. Where do you go to get the link for the website?
Oh, yeah. It's innerbonding.com, and if you want a recording of this, you can just go to innerbonding.com and click on store. The webinar is free for 1 week in our store.